Offside.
Addio Albanija. Sodišče Evropske unije je razsodilo, da morajo države članice Evropske unije za opredelitev držav kot varnih za namen pospešitve azilnih postopkov razkriti vire, s pomočjo katerih so prišle do ocene, da gre za varne države. Država je lahko opredeljena kot varna le, če nudi zadostno zaščito celotnemu prebivalstvu, vključno z manjšinami. Odločitev sodišča je odgovor na dve ločeni pritožbi, ki jih je sprožilo Rimsko sodišče konec prejšnjega leta. Sodišče je pritožbi sprožilo po pritožbi dveh državljanov Bangladeša na odločitev italijanske vlade, da Bangladeš uvrsti na seznam varnih držav. Konec leta 2024 je namreč italijanska vlada sprejela nov dekret, s katerim je uvedla seznam 19 držav, ki jih je definirala kot varne. Med državami so poleg Bangladeša tudi Egipt, Alžirija, Maroko, Gana, Senegal, Tunizija, Kosovo ter Bosna in Hercegovina. Pritožbi rimskega sodišča natančneje pojasni rimski odvetnik Nikola Canestrini.
What happened then that the Italian government designated these third safe countries? The commission in the case which went to the Court of Justice, which gave this decision of the first, these two decisions on the 1st of August, so the asylum commission decided to deny the asylum request by these two citizens of Bangladesh. They decided to challenge this denial and went to the ordinary court. In the meanwhile, the Italian government introduced the concept of third safe countries, not with a decree of the government, but by law. So the Italian court, the Rome court, asked the Court of Justice for preliminary references on several points. Some of them do apply generally, let's say, and highlight how fundamental rights can make the difference even in the judicial evaluation of the solutions.
Kako je italijanska vlada z definicijo varnih tretjih držav skušala izpeljati deportacijo v Albanijo, pojasni sogovornik.
Basically, the idea was to have a list of third safe countries, and when an asylum seeker who is protected under international and European law was coming from one of those countries, the idea of the Italian new of the new Italian right-winged government was to cut some corners on the ordinary procedures, introducing an accelerated procedure and externalizing the border controls in Albania. So basically, if the asylum seeker came from one of the safe third countries, the procedure in assessing the right to asylum was shorter and was carried out in Albania in one of those centers.
Predsednik italijanskega konzorcija Solidarnosti, nekdani podpredsednik Združenja za pravne študije o priseljevanju Gianfranco Schiavone, pojasnjuje, da bo morala Italija v celoti opustiti obstoječi seznam varnih držav.
So now Italian government will be obliged to change the national list of safe country of origin, because the actual list is based on the idea that we can make exception for some categories of person in some cases. For example, some countries like Egypt, for example, this country was qualified as a safe country of origin, but with a long list of exceptions, for example, for political dissident, other minorities, etc. And this qualification now is not possible. And so, in my opinion, more or less all the list of that was made from the Italian government will be completely cancelled and replaced by another list, but a very, very short list.
Posamezne države, na primer Italija, sicer lahko izbirajo, katere države bodo uvrstile med varne, a to lahko storijo le, če viri dokazujejo, da je država varna v celoti. Prav tako morajo biti te informacije dostopne. Kot pojasnjuje Canestrini, se je italijanska vlada sklicovala predvsem na to, da je določitev varnih držav v domeni vlade in ne sodišč.
Happened is that the Court of Justice blocked this idea of accelerated procedure, which was the main goal of the Italian government and was the goal of other EU member states as well. Basically, the Court of Justice stated and ruled very simple and basic rulings. So it reiterated what it had already stated in October 2024 regarding the safe country, third safe country. The Italian government pretended to say that having regard to the available information, it was only the government and the legislator who could decide which country was designated as safe, and there was no power from the court to interfere with this decision. The Court of Justice denied that the judge could not syndicate the third country designation as safe. So, as a result, the Italian judges and, of course, the judges all over EU, they can try to assess if a country, a third country, is really safe or not. So, even if there is a law stating that a country is safe, the court, in the adversarial proceeding and having regard to all the information made available by international organizations, reliable international organizations as well, can say that a country is not safe.
Sogovornik ob tem poudarja, da je dostopnost informacij, na podlagi katerih oblasti države definirajo kot varne, bistvena tako za tožnike kot sodišča, ki obravnavajo njihove primere. V primeru tožb dveh bangladeških državljanov rimski sodniki namreč niso mogli dostopati do dokumentacije, kar je tudi sprožilo vložitev tožbe na sodišče Evropske unije.
The other thing is that the court stated again that everybody has the right to challenge the classification, as I said, but because this comes from the right to have a real and effective judicial remedy, which is a core value under the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights and especially Article 47. So, of course, judges must be free to consider all relevant evidence, including risks of torture and persecution, even a country is officially deemed safe.
Canestrini ob tem pojasnjuje, da odločitev sodišča prav tako omejuje nekatere bližnjice, ki bi se jih države lahko poslužile.
The other main point which I would highlight from this ruling is that the fact that the states cannot bypass the fair trial or the due process through legal shortcuts or offshoring, so this famous Italian-Albanian protocol. So the Court of Justice blocked, from my point of view, the attempt to externalize the asylum procedures to Albania, in this case, without legal safeguards. Italy's plan to process asylum seekers in Albanian facilities was found to lastly undermine legal and procedural guarantees, notably the right to a fair hearing, the principle of the individual assessment, and the judicial oversight. To summarize the judgment, I would say that EU law protected about the presumptions that weakened the asylum rights. We need to assess that and to take note to the fact that the wind is changing, that the new regulation, which is going to come into force next year in 2026, gives a little bit more space to those who think that the rights can be cut or can be limited, since in the new regulation, other than not in the applicable directive, a country can be deemed as safe even if some parts of it are not safe, or for some of the inhabitants, the conditions are not safe. But right now, it was important that the Court of Justice protected rights from those presumptions which the Italian government tried to introduce.
To sicer ni edini poraz za vlado Giorgia Meloni in njenega italijansko-albanskega pakta. Rimsko prizivno sodišče je takoj po prvem poskusu deportacije 16 moških zavrnilo odredbo o namestitvi 12 migrantov iz Bangladeša in Egipta v albanske centre. Sodniki so se takrat sklicevali prav na sodbo sodišča Evropske unije, ki je razsodilo, da mora biti izvorna država kot varna pojmovana v celoti. Torej, mora zajemati njeno celotno ozemlje brez izjem, sicer je vračanje ljudi vanjo nezakonito. To sicer ni edini primer blokiranja deportacij italijanskih sodišč. Prav tako so morale italijanske oblasti konec marca preoblikovati centre za pridržanje in repatriacijo. Vlada je namreč z odlokom spremenila namembnost centrov, v katerih zdaj ne bodo nastanjeni le migranti, ki jih je italijanska obalna straža prestregla v italijanskih vodah, temveč tudi osebe, ki so jim oblasti že zavrnile prošnjo za azil in so prejele odredbo o izgonu. Tako centri ne bodo namenjeni le osebam, ki bodo obravnavani po hitrem postopku. S preoblikovanjem objektov, tako imenovane CPR centre, osebe na deportacijo čakajo tudi do 18 mesecev. Na ta način je italijanska vlada skušala vsaj navidezno rešiti propadajoči projekt v vrednosti slabih 800 milijon evrov. Kako odločitev sodišča Evropske unije vpliva na delovanje centrov, pojasnjuje Schiavone.
Okay, because it's very clear that the center in Albania is not possible to open again for asylum seekers because it's very clear Italian government decided to all this operation is possible only if it's possible to collect a great number or great this never happened with this game but some number of persons who are rescued on the sea and directly taken in the center in Albania and to examine the application under accelerated procedure and in this new context it was really difficult for Italian government to do that and so I can it's very clear to all that this procedure is not possible to apply again and I think that the center in of Jadar in Albania can remain open only for the detention, administrative detention of a person who have an expulsion decree, and so in this moment we are more or less 20, only 25 persons. In any case, is an incredible low number. But in this moment, Italian government continue to apply this approach.
Sogovornik ob tem pojasnjuje, da je kljub redefiniciji namembnosti centrov njihovo obratovanje vprašljivo.
But even this approach, I would like to underline, is not clear. Is not clear, is not sure, because in the Supreme Court in Italy, Corte di Cassazione, have decided to make a question to European Court of Justice again, and not only a new question in the last month, not only under the light of the application for asylum, but Italian Supreme Court thinks that it's not possible to open center for detention center for repatriation in a third country outside the territory of the European Union, and so I'm sure that in the next weeks, even the centers for the center of Jadar, the part of the center which now is used for detention of persons who must be repatriated, I think that even this part will be closed.
Odločitev sodišča kako pak ni bila všeč premijerki Melone. Z urada predsednice vlade so sporočili, da sodba dejansko omogoča državnim sodnikom narekovanje migrantske politike, s čimer še dodatno zmanjšujejo že tako omejeno sposobnost parlamenta in vlade, da o tem sprejemata odločitve. Ob tem so sporočili, da vlada ne bo nehala iskati vseh možnih rešitev za doseganje zaščite državljanov. Naslednje korake italijanske vlade komentira Canestrini.
That Italy has already, with the law, changed the nature of these Albanian centers, making them available for keeping asylum seekers in its facilities, even if they are not caught on sea, as it was originally. You need to bear in mind that the nature of this agreement is merely political, because having 3,000 people detained abroad in an outsourced detention facility is not going to solve the migration issue, and it's not going to be an effective, let's say, remedy from the Italian governmental point of view. The whole project was political from the beginning. It has been politically explained, and many times in Italy there is even the idea that Italy showed the way to the other EU countries in showing them how EU member states could externalize, let's say, deport people on its border, weakening their safeguards and guarantees. So the whole project was only political, not effective in any way, even if it had worked. But it didn't work out. And the sad thing is that instead of noting that putting the rights front and center of its activity, the Italian government continues with this idea, and there is no dialogue on this topic, because every time that someone comes up saying that they were held wrong by the Court of Justice, by National Court, by Italian Supreme Court, which were all rulings against the governmental idea, the only thing that the Italian government is saying is that the regulation is going to change that, and that we were successful in teaching the other EU member states how one should handle the migration issue.
Kljub temu, da je pristojno sodišče svojo odločitvijo vsaj začasno zaščitilo pravice oseb na poti, pa je bolj povedna odločitev Evropske komisije, ki brezsramno napoveduje povezovanje z izven evropskimi državami na področju migrantov. Če nista uspeli Ruanda in Albanija, jim morda uspeta Tunizija in Egipt. Offside je pripravila Tija.
Od Snežnika do Triglava, od študenta boli glava, jo.